So I want to go back to that question of a horse having a behavioral issue when you're selling it, because I think that's an interesting question. Because one horse's behavior I might see as normal, where someone purchasing that horse may view the same kind of behavior as dangerous. What do you need to disclose when you're selling a horse? If it's ever bucked ever, I mean, if you've owned the horse since it was a weanling, you've probably have known that it when it's bucked. How do you protect yourself when you're selling the horse from accusations that you've sold a dangerous horse or didn't disclose a behavioral issue?
Well, so I think here are some things that I think are nearly automatic legal gotchas if you don't disclose them. Let's say the horse seriously injured somebody. They landed in the hospital and, it was something that was either clearly the horse's fault or probably the horse's fault. I think things like that should be disclosed because let's say the horse injured somebody else down the line and it comes out that the horse had, been involved in this incident where somebody had a traumatic brain injury in the past, let's say, that's going to look really bad for your case. It's going to look like this is a dangerous horse and you knew about it and didn't disclose it. I would say if you're in doubt, disclose it. And, I have clients that sell horses for a living and, they're like, well, boy, I'm not sure about that, Rachel, because, I'm afraid I'm going to run off potential buyers. And I'm like, no, wait and see what happens. Because the more you disclose, the more honest it makes you look. And so, it gives the buyer confidence that they know what they're buying. And at the same time, it provides you, the seller, with some protection that lameness is a good one. That, obviously that's not necessarily a dangerous condition, but horses can and often do go lame. And sometimes lamenesses that happened in the past can recur in the future. And so if you've had a horse that, has had some type of lameness, even if it's completely resolved, you're a lot better off disclosing it. Because let's say that the horse has that lameness later, the buyer can't come back to you and say, well, you didn't tell me. And at the same time, that will inform the buyer's purchase that, they can tell the pre-purchase exam that, and they should get a pre-purchase exam. But I think more disclosure is better in terms of making sure that the transaction doesn't go south for either party.
Okay. So when it comes to medical issues or lameness kind of situations,